Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 19th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Salesforce makes API the interface. AI answers shrink skills. Tesla rolls out robo-taxis in Texas. Dram shortage could persist. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Salesforce is treating the API as the user interface. CEO Mark Benioff unveiled Headless 360, which exposes the company's platform, Agentforce and Slack, through APIs, the Model Context Protocol, and a command line interface. Benioff says you no longer need a browser because agents can use the API to reach data, workflows, and tasks directly via Slack, voice, or other channels. The aim is faster development cycles and a uniform agent-based way of working. The move echoes OpenAI CEO Sam Altman's February 2026 remark that every company is effectively an API company, and traditional user interfaces are losing value as agents tap services directly. Using AI as a shortcut for 10 to 15 minutes measurably reduces problem-solving performance and persistence on later tasks. Controlled experiments by researchers in the US and UK had volunteers solve fraction problems with a GPT-5 sidebar giving ready answers. When the assistant was removed, former users solved fewer items correctly and skipped almost twice as many. The effect repeated in reading comprehension tests. Researchers proposed two causes. Outsourcing lowers the perceived acceptable effort, and skipping the productive struggle prevents skill and self-knowledge. Students with fewer resources are most at risk, and small fixes are only partial. They call for system designs that promote user autonomy.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Tesla has expanded its robo-taxi service to Dallas and Houston. A company's social post included a 14-second video showing vehicles driving without human monitors or drivers in the front seat. The move gives Tesla robo-taxis in three Texas cities, after launching in Austin last year and offering driverless rides starting in January of 2026. In a February filing, Tesla said Austin robo-taxis were involved in 14 crashes since launch. Tesla also offers a smaller ride service with human drivers in the San Francisco Bay Area. Crowdsourced robo-taxi tracker logs one vehicle in each new city versus 46 in Austin, suggesting a limited fleet presence. Nikkei Asia reports suppliers will meet only 60% of DRAM demand by end of 2027. SK Group's chairman said shortages could last until 2030. Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron are adding capacity, but almost none will be online until 2027. SK opened a fab in Chongju, the only production increase for 2026. Production must rise 12% a year in 2026 and 2027, but planned growth is only 7.5%. New fabs will focus on HBM for AI data centers, so general-purpose DRAM for consumer electronics may stay scarce and pricier for years.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.